Greetings, magnificent souls, to the Attract Health, Build Wealth podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our limiting patterns, allowing ourselves to attract health, build wealth, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us. And because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our kids, our spouses, we have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. It's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls, and these are our stories of healing. Today, in episode 65, I wanted to talk about intimacy today, specifically about emotional intimacy and my thoughts on what blocks us and how we can get there to get the intimacy that we want and that we deserve. But before we get into the discussion, don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode, any feedback you have, or anything you would like me to cover on future podcasts at epiphanyvault.com. Remember, it is a safe place and I would welcome the discussion. Today's episode is brought to you by the Align Into Authenticity coaching program, which is open for enrollment until June 23rd or until the available spots are full. I actually have one more left. If you're open to not being hurt in relationships, being more in the moment, and understanding more about your body emotionally, like maybe why your autoimmune reactions may be popping up, you can check out more information, including testimonials, at attracthealthbuildwealth.com/coaching. You can also apply there and schedule a complimentary chat to see if this program is right for you. Now on to the show. So as you can probably tell, after about over 200 episodes now, I talk here a lot about emotional wounding. Sometimes not in so many terms, but really as a spotlight into why we have things like codependency, like unhealthy patterns and behaviors popping up in our lives. And one of my biggest missions here with the podcast and all of the work that I do is to be an advocate for people like myself who never really had anyone advocate for them. And specifically, if we want to change our behaviors and our limiting patterns, it is paramount that we talk about the emotional wounding behind them. I remember trying so hard just to be happy, because that's what I was supposed to do, be happy. But then getting unbelievably frustrated when I couldn't make that happen. I kept going back to unhealthy relationships. I found it hard to set boundaries and stick with them. And now, after doing my work, and as I'm talking about this, I can track my behaviors and patterns back to emotional wounding that I received at one point in my life. And essentially, that is the essence of trauma. It's when that emotional state gets stuck in our bodies, and then it shows up every time until we heal it. And it's much more than tracing it back. It's healing it and creating a new relationship with it. But that's not really what I wanted to discuss today, so I'll kind of put that on the back burner. But if it is something that you want to hear more about, DM me on Instagram or write me at the Epiphany Vault, and I'll be happy to explore that a little bit more. But here's what I believe emotional intimacy is and why I think it's so important. It's what we want. If I had to guess, it's what you want too, or it's what I want. It's the way that we want to feel in other people's presence, seen, heard, connected, trusting, being held in someone's mind, someone else's mind and heart in a loving way, being authentically you and at the very least revered and respected, like if we're talking about your relationship with work, for example. So emotional intimacy is so important because it really is a gauge into the depths of our relationships. And let's be honest, it's something that really could cure the whole world. So what is emotional intimacy? And I pulled a definition from Wikipedia. I'll read here. And it goes like this, in quotes, "Emotional intimacy involves a perception of closeness to another that allows sharing of feelings, accompanied by expectations of understanding, affirmation, and demonstration of caring." In all truth, this definition hurts a little because I feel like if I look back on my life, I've had less of emotional intimacy. I had less of emotional intimacy than more of it. And I kind of feel like it's a skill that I never learned, like cooking or dribbling a basketball, for example. There was an older part of me that would have given up because it felt like I lost out on it. There was a part of me at one point that was like this, with no hope of learning it or of recovering it. But what I realized, though, after seeking help, was that those thoughts that eventually became my beliefs were wrong. Emotional intimacy is a skill. It definitely is, but it's also a skill that we can learn. And likely, if you're anything like me, it's a skill that you can learn easily. I believe that emotional connection works alongside spiritual connection and that it's a fundamental and divine part of our existence, but it just gets stuck. And normally, it gets stuck at the age with which the developmental trauma occurred. Think of trauma, large trauma, something really bad happened to you, or small t trauma, which is a lot of times, like for me, it was like emotional, spiritual, intellectual, sometimes covertly physical. You know, I can keep going down that rabbit hole, but it gets stuck at the age at which the trauma occurred. And if that emotional block stays in place, it will until we heal it. And through my healing, I could actually feel myself. This is going to sound really weird, but through my healing, I could actually feel myself growing from a younger age, albeit a lot quicker. I could feel myself relating to myself and the world with beginner's mind in a way again and again. And that's what I did. That's what kind of brought me back to myself, especially when I brought in support around me to feel the feelings of emotions, to help me seek to express them, and to find the words to actually and accurately express what was going on inside of me. It was so foundational and so like monumental. In my opinion, that is the first big step, is asking help to do that, because when we're becoming intimate with ourselves, we also become intimate with other people. And it's just like cyclical. It's like starting at the bottom and spiraling up. And then, of course, being intimate with ourselves becomes a close second. Why? It's because the limitless love that we want really has to be felt and understood within us first. And then we are able to be loved and held in the most glorious of ways. I've always known myself that I've loved big. I always have. The problem was that before I healed, I was loving to feel loved. Now I'm loving because I am love, like I embody love. And the romantic partnership, the life I have on purpose, the relationship with abundance, and everything I have now was because of that big love that I've always had, but now it's been redirected and it's been healed in a way that it's a purpose-driven, forward-driven aspect of myself. And now, like, I know myself now on an intimate level, and now I feel like I love so big that it's contagious and it's not scary. If it becomes scary, I know that's my wounding, and now I have support and tools to let in, not push away. And that's what I believe is for everyone. Some thoughts to ponder. That's the show for today. And big love.